Well, right now, we don't have to worry about cold weather. We're going to head down south, and we're going to bring in Tim Luke and Greg Traum, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with appraises. You'll find them on the web at tqag.com. That's Treasure Quest Appraisal Group. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jill's not here yet because she's been abducted by North Koreans.
Aliens?
North Koreans.
Oh, okay.
They want about the same. They want her as an additional negotiator next time they meet.
I think you're going to need an additional program besides Bird Note now that you talked about yourself. It's going to be called Marshall Note.
It could be called Nutty Notes.
The sleeping habits of the elusive Marshall Miles.
Well, it's funny you say that because I had my yearly physical with my doctor yesterday, Dr. Parker, and I was explaining all these different things that are happening. And he looks at me and he goes, "Well, you're 65, Marshall."
Right.
These are normal. These aren't things that are going wrong. These are things
that happen.
This is what happens when you're 65-year-old people. So deal with it, he goes.
Well, the question on Bird Note, do you think birds dream? Well, it depends on what type of bird you are. If you're a turkey, I'm sure you dream about being able to wake up the day after Thanksgiving.
I think everything must dream. Everything must dream. Anything that's got a mind, no matter how small, there's something going on in there. But anyways.
Well, I dream about trying to understand cryptocurrency in the art market.
Cryptocurrency.
Like, oh my God, but Tim was trying to explain it to me this weekend. Because there's a lot in the news. We were in New York, and of course in the New York Times, it's everywhere. All over the, in the art section about art selling at this auction and that auction and selling it.
Cryptocurrency, blockchain, and,
I don't get it. I just don't understand it. You know, to me, 100 pennies make a dollar, but a little round coin that says Bitcoin or
but it's virtual, so you don't even get the coin. And that's the whole thing
I just don't get it.
It's not backed by anything. It's deregulated. But this is what's happening now. There are a lot of people that are talking this language, and there's a lot of talk that it may take off, but I think whenever you see all of this speculation and all of this people jumping in and trying to buy, and they're pumping up the market, then dumping it so that they can make quick money. It's just on a much larger global scale because it has to do with the internet and what's going on, and they're focusing on art as a commodity and trying to get this this blockchain put together so that it has like the ledger of who owned it and where it was, and get it more legitimized. But it might be, it's just like reminiscent of another B word, Beanie Babies. I mean, it really just goes back to that it's very similar. It's like, does it have value? Is it worth $15,000, this little Beanie Baby? And no, it's not. But some people with Bitcoin and with some of these other cryptocurrencies they don't want to be left out. So jumping in and doing this. And I think that's with collecting and anything though, Greg, is that we've seen that let's jump on the bandwagon, and then everybody's held. If the market doesn't go anywhere, then they're held just with all this artwork.
Well, what I don't understand is, like, I just saw a headline here that U.S. Marshals to hold Bitcoin auction for $50 million worth of Bitcoin. Well, if it doesn't exist, where does this come from, and what is it that if I had a Picasso or an Andy Warhol that was worth $50 million, do you think me personally, as the owner, would say, oh yeah, sure, I'll sell that for something that doesn't exist?
Okay, Greg, does your 401k exist?
Yes,
you
it does.
Go touch that? No, it
no,
doesn't.
It only exists in possibility, your 401k.
Correct.
And that's the whole, that's what people seem to forget. And that's the same thing with the stock market. And unless you're a shrewd long-term investor, people don't understand that your money only exists in there as something that is a possibility.
When you cash out.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Right.
It's but like, with your it's 401k, that comes out of your paycheck every week and goes into your 401k.
But it's still only a possibility, the value of it. It was like me if I was in high school thinking that, wow, I saw Brigitte Bardot. Wow, there's a possibility that she might go out with me. So I can register that as a possibility, but is it going to happen? For me, no, but that's what it's a little extreme. But really, that's the way you have to look at all these things, Bitcoin and everything else. They're just possibilities. Until you take that money out, they're just possibilities.
And all of what you're really hearing are these stories of people who are making all these millions, but you don't hear about the people that are spending all this money and then not making any money and losing the money, because it is just it's speculative.
Well, I can pretty much assure that if I would go to Christie's and go to an auction and I would bid $50 million on a piece of art, they're not going to say, okay, I'll take payment in nothing. I just don't understand how that works. But right now in the auction world and in the art world in particular, especially at auction, it's the hottest thing. It's the hottest thing since sliced bread. I just don't get it.
Because there is some numbers that back it, and people are trading in it, but it's very volatile, and that it's losing. And in a lot of the reports that we were listening to yesterday, is that it skyrocketed. Bitcoin, it's in particular, skyrocketed and then went down, and it's just like any other commodity market, is that it is very volatile and there is no regulation. So when there is no regulation and no centralization, that's what they're banking on. But it also opens it up to a lot of fraud and a lot of other things that are going on. And I think that's what you're hearing, is that manipulation. So
I think for Greg, the way to look at it is, and this is what I've learned from listening to you guys, when a painting goes to auction, or a piece of art goes to auction, or a gold, some famous person goes to auction, it's given a price. That price is just a possibility. And do we know that now. That it's just a possibility.
Yeah,
it's not really if it's valued, well, this should go off at $6 million. Well, it's not really that way. I mean, I saw the world's most expensive car go up for auction, and they said what it was worth. And that night, nobody bid even close nearly to that.
Right. Right.
So that's what all these, like Bitcoin and all this other stuff is like. I mean, it's a snapshot in time.
Yes. And that's
the thing is, if I was the owner of the most expensive car in the world and I put that up for auction and it comes time for the auction house to pay me out in currency, are they going to give me real money? Or are they going to say, oh, you know what? Here, we'll give you $6 million in something that doesn't exist and hope that somewhere down the line it's going to
exist. It may as well be to magic beans.
Yeah.
All I can say is show me the money.
I know, Greg. And you're very ingrained.
We appreciate that, Greg.
We understand that.
We appreciate that, but I want you to relax now and go see your therapist.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's just like a 2-year-old now that's who you call to come fix your computer, because you know, you just go to your grandchild and say, could you fix my computer, and they just do a few things on the keyboard and your computer's fixed. Is this the next wave? Is this the new thing in art, in the way you sell a commodity,
in transactions,
like art?
This is what the question is, and that's why we're bringing this up in our show, is talking about this, is that it's the unknown, and people are trying to introduce this not only into the art transactions, but also I had a conversation with the CEO of a company who was calling me and asking me about appraisals and getting this into the blockchain of an item. And I said, well, no, you can't do that, because in an appraisal, that value is only good for that one day. And if you want something to last during the lifetime of the piece, it's more about that's oil. It's more about the medium of what the piece is made of. It's more about the dimensions. It's more about who created it. And having those things, just like in a when you're cataloging something, here is what this piece is. It's not about what the value is as of this date, because in three years it may change. It may go up or go down, or may stay the same. So that's a constant that you'd have to have updated, as opposed to in this blockchain that is you can't change it. Once it goes in, it's locked in. And I also cautioned them. I said, you have to be careful of who's starting, which is called the Genesis block, who is starting that first block for the chain, so that you're getting good information. I said, you're dealing with human beings. There are going to be errors. I mean, this is a reality. So there's a lot of things that need to be worked out. We're in such the infancy right now of all of this. So it's not something, you don't need to get a Bitcoin ATM or anything right now, Greg. So don't worry. We're not investing in that. But
well,
we do need to
speaking
know
of that, we were in New York yes. this past weekend, had an absolutely fantastic weekend. We saw three great Broadway shows, and had our friend Jackie had a 90th birthday party. We had and her grandson also. She shared her birthday with her grandson's graduation. We had a great time. But while we were in New York, we were walking up the street, and Tim says, "Oh, look, there's a Bitcoin ATM." Well, my question was, "What do you need an ATM for? If it doesn't exist, Bitcoin. What do you need an ATM for?" I don't get it.
They weren't taking Bitcoins at the Broadway Theater, I'll tell you that.
No, they weren't. Well,
that's what I'm talking about, is that this is a new thing. And it's just like if it goes back to bartering. It goes back to, here's, I'll give you this because there's some value in this, and I'll take that because I see value in that. And if you find that is acceptable, then that's what you do. But again, it is in the infancy, and this is all new, and it's dealing with all of the computers and technology and this whole digital virtual reality that's out there. This is where it's moving, but I think it's going to be cautious, and it's just going to take time, and we'll see where it all goes, because I think that what's going to happen is once people start losing a lot more money, you know, what the losing more than they're making, that's when, oh, we better put some regulations in, or yeah, we better talk about, oh, wait, no, this is not a good thing.
I have one thing to say to you, Tim. Pokemon, okay?
Right,
Pokemon.
Right. I'm telling you.
Where did that end up? Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's still out there. All right. It's still out there.
All right. Well, you guys didn't spend any Bitcoin when you were in New York, right?
Oh my God. Don't even start. Don't even go there.
No, just a lot of coins.
I spent so much of nothing that I can't even begin to tell you.
Yes, but you had fun. That's the whole purpose. When it all comes down to that, you just had a good time. All right, guys. We will speak to you next week, and we'll continue on with the Bitcoin controversy.
With Bitcoin and the art world.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye.
Take care.
Tim Luke and Greg Straub, the appraisal guys, the Frickin' Frack of Nick and Knack with Appraise This Here on Robin Hood Radio.